Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the kids are not all right. Your kids are not all right. America's kids are not all right. And the reason they are not all right is because of a concentrated effort by the left-wing radical liberals out there to indoctrinate them into a society that they call a utopian society, that I call Sodom and Gomorrah, that I call an absolute debacle, where there are no moral values, there are no family values, there are no traditions, and there are no any of those type of things. And we're going to get into exactly what I mean in a minute. I do want to talk about breaking news that Hunter Biden was indicted on 3 gun charges, which is the equivalent of Jeffrey Dahmer being indicted for littering. Nothing's going to come of this. What exactly do we expect to come of this? Well, I'll tell you one thing that's going to come of it. You're going to hear on every single liberal news outlet, you see how fair we are? You see how fair the prosecution was here? Even though it's the president's son, we did indict him. That means everything we indicted Donald Trump on is legitimate, or we would not have done it. We are not a party of political favoritism. It's the right who's the party of political favoritism, blah, 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 blah. That's what you're going to hear. It's not true. They've done this to shield him from the rest of the charges, just like they tried to sneak in to his plea deal of a month or so back that he couldn't be indicted on any other charges ever. It's all a game. So let's not go crazy about these gun charges. They're going nowhere. And if they went somewhere, Joe Biden could easily pardon them. And for the people who are saying, yeah, but would it hurt his campaign? Joe Biden's not running for president. They're just waiting. They're waiting for something to happen here so that Joe can gracefully bow out. Before he gracefully bows out, he could pardon his son. He's not running, folks. He cannot run. At some point, unless they try to bring back the entire COVID nonsense, which they're trying to, but it's never going to work because America's not falling for it this time. At some point, he's going to have to get on a debate stage with arguably Donald Trump. And how do you think that's going to go? How do you think it's going to go when Donald Trump says, Joe, did we not stand on this stage 4 years ago and you blatantly lied to the American people when you said that your son's laptop was Russian disinformation and that 51 intelligence officers agreed and signed a paper saying that and that it was all just made up when you already knew and were already informed that that wasn't the truth? Didn't you do that? How do you think Joe Biden's going to answer that when he doesn't know where he was last week? How do you think that's going to go? Do you think the Democrats are so dumb and the liberals are so dumb that they're like, oh, Joe will handle it? They know Joe's not handling it. They know it'll be a disaster. Joe Biden might just wander off stage. He's not running, folks. They're keeping him around in case he has to pardon Hunter Biden, which he won't probably have to do, if this is going to amount to nothing. Anyway, I also did want to mention that this New Mexico gun ban, absolutely disgraceful that anyone that represents the state of New Mexico is this stupid. Her argument is, let me get this straight. Her argument is, guns are killing people at such a rapid rate in New Mexico that we have to take guns away from the people who obey the law. And in order to do that, we will create another law that helps me to take the guns away from the people who will obey the law. So if they didn't obey the first one, please, please inform me what makes you think they're going to obey the second one. I mean, it doesn't pass the laugh test. Why didn't you just come on TV and say, shooting someone is illegal? You can't shoot someone. We're going to make another law that says you can't shoot someone. Sweetheart, grow up. There's a lot of things that are illegal, including fentanyl, and everyone seems to be able to get it just fine. You making laws relies upon people who care to obey those laws. Criminals do not obey the law. That's why they're called criminals. I know I sound like Kamala Harris, but a criminal is a person who does not follow the law. So enacting more laws in an attempt to stop a criminal is pretty much ridiculous. What you're really trying to do is take it away from law-abiding citizens, and you know it. Luckily, it's not working. Police said, we're not enforcing it. Flat out said, we're not enforcing it. Anyway, folks, let's get to the crux of this show. Because I hate to tell you, I know sometimes I sound like a bringer of doom, a doomsayer. But this time it's very important. Your kids are not all right. And I don't care where you live. I don't care if you say, I live in a very Republican area. I live in a very rural area. I don't care. Your kids are not all right. Your kids are being indoctrinated every single day you send them to school. Your kids are being set upon by perverts in an attempt to destroy their moral fiber and the moral fabric of a family. They're trying to change the way families operate in the sense that a mother and father only have certain rights to their children when they're not in the custody of people who are entrusted by the state to take care of them. Is that what you want for your kids? I've been listening to some of these hearings involving this censorship, and I'm offended beyond belief that it's even called censorship. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to test the theory. I'm going to grab myself maybe a cousin or a niece or a nephew. I have no children. Who's about, 9. And I'm going to try to take him to a strip club. And when they stop me at the door and say, kid can't come in here, I'll be like, that's censorship. That's absolute censorship. How dare you censor my son or my nephew or whoever from coming in here. That's censorship. Then I'm going to take him to buy cigarettes and booze. And when they say, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to him, that's censorship then. Folks, you're letting them distort the word. I've warned you about this since the day I started this show. What the Democrats and the liberals are good at is taking a word and changing the meaning to suit their own political ideology, such as insurrection. But on January 6th is not an insurrection. Go look up the definition of insurrection. It's not an insurrection. By the very definition, it's not. Racism isn't, I disagree with a minority. Racism is treating someone differently because of the color of their skin or their sexuality or their nationality. It's not disagreeing with them. It's not standing up and saying what you're doing is foolish or what you're doing is wrong. Oh, but they've changed that word now. Now it is. And now here we go. Censorship now, according to them, is when parents try to get school books removed from a library because wasn't that what the Nazis did, or the book burning and the removing information from schools? Yeah. Nice try. Except what you're trying to put in fourth and fifth grade libraries is pornography. And you can sugarcoat that 9 ways to Sunday and stick it where the sun don't shine. If you're trying to convince people, but in reading this graphic description, it warns children against the dangers of child abuse. Oh, please, you perverts. So by the, okay, well, then by that description, I guess a guy in the park teaching a child sexual things is preparing him for life, right? It's okay. It's okay if some stranger sits down next to your 8-year-old daughter and starts talking about sexual things, right? He's only preparing her for life. I'm listening to who I thought were intelligent people say, well, parents can't have the ultimate say over what's in the library. Why can't they? Our tax dollars pay for that library. What, you can? And what gives you the right? Explain to me, please, what gives you the right to tell me what my child can check out of your library. I'll wait. There is nothing. You have no authority to do that. Our tax dollars paid for every book that's in that library. Don't tell me that the parents don't have the right. I'll go farther than that. I'm not a parent. I still got the right. You know why? Because my tax dollars paid help pay for it. And I don't want it there. And that's not censorship. It's not censorship when you're trying to avoid children being exposed to graphic pornography. It's common damn sense. You don't have a fifth grader check out a book that when it was read in part by, I believe, Kennedy, that it would make a sailor blush, and if it was on regular television, they would have to censor. Explain to me why you couldn't put Kennedy's rereading of this book on primetime television, but a fifth grader can read it. I'll wait for that, too. Is primetime television censoring something? Are they Nazis? Or do they have the common sense to say, well, we can't let somebody read that out loud? There could be children listening. Oh, is that the reason? Well, if there could be children listening to what Senator Kennedy is reading, then I presume you don't want children reading it themselves, correct? I mean, folks, this isn't rocket science. I know I say it a lot, but the name of this show is Common Sense in a World of Insanity, and this is insanity. And common sense has to prevail. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that you don't want a fifth grader reading graphic descriptions. And by the way, and if there are young people listening, you may even want to shield their ears from this. By the way, it's not like, and then so-and-so took his penis and inserted it into the rectal area of him. No, no, no. They didn't use clinical terms like that. We're teaching children about the dangers of child abuse by saying, and then he took his blobbing cock and shoved it in my, what, to use words like that? You know why you're using words like that? And I'll tell you why, because I'm a writer. You're using it to titillate the audience. You don't do that. You don't go into descriptive detail. If I'm writing a textbook about it, I would say, well, anal sex is when a male takes his penis and inserts it into the anus of a partner. Okay, well, that is the clinical description. But if you're a writer and you're trying to titillate somebody, then that's when you start to use all these adjectives, right? That's when you start to talk dirty a little bit and say, well, I'm not going to call it a penis. I'm going to call it something else. I'm going to describe it. I'm going to describe the sensation when it's put in. That's what you do. So don't sit there and tell me with your supposed Harvard education, this is only children, about the dangers of child abuse. You lying sack of crap. You perverted son of a you-know-what. It's your attempt to indoctrinate a child by titillating them with these ridiculous pornography that's been written in order to have them say, maybe I'm curious about it. Because you want them to be curious about it. Because you want to raise a generation of children who are sexually open. Why do you want to do that? Because your next step is to try to lower the age of consent to a ridiculous age so that these minor attracted people, remember that? You can't call them perverts anymore. Can't call them child molesters. Can't even call them pedophiles. They're minor attracted people. Oh, and by the way, apparently it's people who have come in contact with the criminal justice system. They're not criminals anymore. They're people who come in contact with the criminal justice system. If I'm a cash-attracted person, that makes me a bank robber? Well, he really, you know, he's not really a bank robber. He's a cash-attracted person. Come on with that nonsense. You are not going to normalize this. As long as I got a voice anyway. And you can't justify it. See, that's the problem. When you get these people and you really scrutinize them, they can't justify it. So they do the old Ralph Cramden, humana, 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 and they say, well, it's it's an attempt to show children the dangers awaiting them in the Yeah, come on. Then just write a book saying, hey, kids, there are men out there and women out there, presumably, not be out for your best interest. And if they attempt in any way, shape, or form to do things to you you're uncomfortable with, you should immediately tell your parents. No, that's not what the book says. The book describes how it was painful at first, but then it started to become pleasurable. Yeah, well, you want your fifth grader reading that? What kind of a country are we living in? And then you got some sick twig of a man or a woman, I don't even know what the hell he is, but he bears watching, sitting up there saying, I don't really think this is not inappropriate. I don't care what you think, because your morals are down the toilet. That's like asking Jeffrey Dahmer, is it appropriate to eat somebody? Who the hell cares what his opinion is? It's irrelevant, because he's nuts, and so are you. I mean, come on. Have we fallen this far as a country that we can't say you got to keep this crap away from children? My God, talk about the very definition of common sense. And I got a question. If these drag queens that are being brought into schools to just innocently read Little Red Riding Hood to your boys and girls after their sexuality, aren't after trying to normalize their lifestyle, how come you don't see drag queens reading to old age homes? How come the drag queens don't go into the old age homes or the veterans' homes and read to the infirmed and the sick and the shut-ins? How come they don't do that? It's always your kids! You don't think there's a reason for that? How come it's always your kids? Huh? Because they're coming for them. Oh, they chanted it at the gay pride parade. And everybody says, oh, we were being facetious. We were being satirical. But you were naked in front of children when you were singing it. Is that facetious and satirical? Or is that a crime in most civilized states and countries? How come they're not arrested? I'll tell you why. Because this is what they want. See, it's gotten to a point where these creeps, and that's what they are, want Sodom and Gomorrah. They want a society where their satisfaction, they're the king. You won't get it, by the way. You won't get it. If you're 17 years old and your girlfriend turns 18 before you, they're going to throw you in the slammer and call you the worst names possible. But if Woody Allen wants to diddle a 7-year-old, no, he's a wonderful man, such a genius and such a talent, and we're all going to celebrate his life and his art. Yeah, 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 because he's the chosen one. See, the chosen one gets to do things like, oh, I don't know, not wear masks, go out when you can't, not eat bugs and have prime rib, drive whatever kind of cars they want, own their own private airplanes, do whatever they want. The elites get to do that. And another thing that they want to do is they want to have access to your children in case they want to, they feel like they want to toy with them. But there's another ulterior motive, and that ulterior motive is they want your children to grow up with their mindset so that the future leaders of this country become immoral, nutcases. All of this stuff is wonderful and fine. It's not that hard to do. You just got to be patient. Today's 8, 9, 10-year-olds are tomorrow's leaders. And if they've been indoctrinated by the time they're 8, 9, and 10 to think this is perfectly normal, it's perfectly normal to have pornography in school to children, then they're going to be the leaders who say, why can't we have it? And that's their goal. They're coming for your children because they are patient and they say, we will wait 10, 12, 14 years to have the society we want, where everyone is groupthink. But we just got to make sure your child no longer respects your opinion. Society no longer respects your opinion. So what they do is they tell your child, your parents don't need to know about certain things. Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know how old the people are listening to me, but I'm not very old. And I remember that when I was growing up and I was in first, second, third grade, I was always told, if anybody tells you something and tells you not to tell your parents, that's usually a bad person. And you immediately tell your parents because that person who doesn't want your parents to know what they're saying isn't out for your best interest. Now they're saying your parents are the ones who are not out for your best interest. We are the ones who will let you have any excess you want. Do you want to be a girl today? Do you want to be a boy today? Do you want to get a better grade on your test? Do you want an ice cream cone? Do you want to get in the van with the man with the candy? This is what's happening. And it's right in front of your eyes. They're not even hiding it anymore. They just sneak in terms like minor attracted person. Show me where that is logical. Show me where that's logical. You know why that's not logical, folks? Let me break it down for you. Let's say I'm 19 years old, and I think Britney Spears, well, I can't use Britney Spears because she's older now, but let's say I was 19 years old when Britney Spears hit the scene, and I said, holy cow, who's that? She's gorgeous. You know how many 19, 18, 19-year-old guys thought Britney Spears was just hot as could be? A lot. Well, that's a minor attracted person to them, right? Okay. But you know what? I don't think an 18-year-old thinking Britney Spears dancing down a hallway singing Hit Me Baby One More Time in a Catholic girls' school outfit is necessarily a pedophile. But you're going to put them in the same category now with a 65-year-old man who thinks his granddaughter is hot at 7. See how they do that? By using the term minor. See, we'd never talk about the 18-year-old thinking Britney Spears is hot and saying that he's a pedophile. We'd never really say it. We'd say, well, you know, that's that 18-year-old kid. That's Britney Spears. Yeah, we know. Hell, I'm sure there were guys in their 20s and 30s who thought the same thing, and they still didn't really fall into that category. But you see, if they lump them in, it seems more normal. Well, they're just minor attracted persons. No big deal if you think this 17-year-old girl is pretty. Yeah, but now you're lumping them in with the people who think the 7-year-old is sexual, sexy. This, you can't do that. But they do it. And the reason they do it is to try to make it more acceptable. It's that spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down, right? Let's sugarcoat it. Let's take the most extreme example. Well, a boy who was born on January 1st turned teen, and on January 2nd, he posted a picture of a 16-year-old Britney Spears saying she was hot. So he's no different than Grandpa who's molesting the 7-year-old. Yeah, he is. He's way different. And we're not going to lump them together. He's not Woody Allen molesting his daughter. He's not Jeffrey Epstein. But according to you, he is. And according to that stick figure of a human being that I saw, whose gender I cannot even identify, so I don't even know what I would if I had to bump into him, her, it, they, whatever it happens to be, saying, it's all for the good of the child. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I think your computer bears examination. I just read a story. You think this is not in your school? I just read a story. I believe it was out west somewhere, where a school just hired a principal who was literally arrested for child pornography. You heard me right. And when the school was confronted, said, we know that. We're well aware of his background. We also are well aware that he has rehabilitated himself for many years, and he has come highly recommended by the Board of Education, and blah, 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 blah. He's a child molester! I don't care if he knows how to run a school. You can be a damn good pediatrician. I don't want you to be a pedophile and a pediatrician. Common sense? So we'll excuse the fact that he was arrested for child pornography because he's so damn good at his job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you think they're not trying to normalize this nonsense? I couldn't even read to you what Senator Kennedy read out of that book because I would be embarrassed. And I'm sure there are people listening to this radio show who know me very well and say, if he'd be embarrassed. Because I'm not exactly Mr. Squeaky Clean. I'm not this far, far, far right-wing, super moral, stick-in-the-mud guy. I'm not. That's what makes us all the more powerful. I'm not those people. And I'm telling you this is outrageous. I'm telling you I would be embarrassed to read it out loud. I was embarrassed listening to Senator Kennedy read it out loud. But you know what I did while Senator Kennedy was reading it out loud? I was watching the faces of the people who were supporting this and claiming if you don't like it, you are pro-censorship. And they weren't surprised. They weren't embarrassed. They weren't humiliated. As a matter of fact, they had little smiles on their faces. Because they like the fact that they can preach this to your children. They enjoy the fact that they're indoctrinating your kids and sexualizing your children. Because that's their plan. So how do you stop it? Well, the very first thing you do, ladies and gentlemen, is you make your voice heard, and you cannot, and I repeat, cannot allow them to change the definition of a word or scare you by labeling you something. I am not homophobic if I think a 35-year-old man shouldn't be naked in bed with an 8-year-old. That's not being homophobic. If he's in bed with another 30-year-old man, I don't care. It doesn't affect my life one iota what you choose to do with another person. Now, if I did care and I said they should all be shot, that would be homophobic. I'm sure there are some wonderful people who are both lesbian and homosexual that have straight or actual relationships with people who they are committed to and they love. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Go do what you want to do. God bless you. Be happy. I know there are some religious people who say, but it's wrong. I don't care. I don't care. There's a lot of things in this world wrong. Love isn't one of them. So if somebody really loves somebody and they're fine and happy together as a couple and they're both adults and willing, good for you. Good for you. But leave the children the hell alone. But you won't. Well, some will. I mean, listen, I'm sure there are homosexuals and lesbians and bisexuals and everybody who are listening to me that says, oh, you're right, leave the children alone. I'm not lumping you all into this category, but what I am telling you is this. If you don't speak up, then I blame you because you have the opportunity. You have the opportunity now, and it's a very important opportunity to say, if you happen to be a part of the gay community or the lesbian community or the bisexual community or the drag queen community or whatever the hell community you happen to be a part of, you now have not only the opportunity, you have the obligation to stand up and say, hold the phone. We're not for this. This is sick. This does not represent our values either. But when you're marching right alongside people in the gay pride parade who are chanting, we're coming for your children, and you don't confront them and say, shut up, coming for anybody's children, you sickos, then I presume that you're going to condone it. What else am I supposed to assume? If you're in a group, any group, and members of that group are doing immoral, horrible things, and you just shrug your shoulders, then you're condoning it. You're the ones who have to stand up. You're the ones who can get rid of it. Because it would be hard to be homophobic if you're homosexual. So they can't use that line on you. So what I'm calling for is the decent people in the gay and lesbian community, the bisexual community, the drag queens, the whatever you want to, whatever. I'm calling for you now to call out this behavior for exactly what it is. An attempt to indoctrinate and sexualize children, which is a horrible, evil, terrible thing. And if you don't, doesn't make you one of them. But it makes you someone who's either A, out, which means you think the majority of people agree with them, or it makes you someone who condones it and says, well, I really don't care. Now, I'll be fairly honest with you. I've heard people from the gay community say, I would never, under any circumstance, even think about any sort of a relationship with anybody under 18. But then when they're asked, well, what about this guy with a 14-year-old? Well, I don't care. Let him do him. No. No. It's not let him do him. Because then I assume that your attitude is, all's fair. It's just not my cup of tea. All is not fair. That is called a pedophile. You have to call it out. See, mothers and fathers and people like me, we can call it out, and they're just going to say, homophobe, transphobe. And then we're all supposed to say, oh, my God, I've been called a name. Let me retreat to my basement and never speak up again. Now, you call me whatever you want. I'm still speaking up. You're perverts. If you're targeting children, you're perverts. If you've got some kind of bug up your butt that you think the legal age is too high, then go the right route and try to get the law changed if you think you can. But the majority of people are not going to vote for it. Because you don't want the age lowered to 16 or 17. You want it lowered to 10. And even that eventually wouldn't be good enough for you. We get it. We get who you are. You know how I get who you are? Because when a man in a three-piece suit with a college education can come before senators with a straight face and saying, if you take that book out of the library, you are pro-censorship, that man has to be a pervert. Because I don't know any man, not one, that I actually know that would see that book and say it's okay to be in a fifth grader's library. Not one. I don't know one. That guy is. He also said parents should have a very, very minor say in what's in that library. Oh, but we pay for it, though. We should have all the say in the world. You should have none. Zero. Zero say. We're not trying to ban Of Mice and Men. You know what strikes me odd? You got to ban a pancake box, and you got to ban Dr. Seuss. And you got to ban a Charlie Brown Christmas. But these books, oh, they need to stay in the library. So let me ask you a question. If you find it offensive that in the Charlie Brown Christmas special, Linus tells you the biblical meaning of Christmas at the end, and you don't find pornography, actual detailed pornography written in a way to be scintillating to the reader, plugged into a fifth grade library, I would assume there's something very, very, very wrong with you. Because you're the ones who say, well, we got to be all inclusive. So let's say you don't, your children's not Catholic, your children doesn't believe in God, your children's Jew, or whatever it happens to be. And they're watching Charlie Brown Christmas, and they say, what does Linus mean by that? Then it's very simple. You tell your child, well, this is what they believe. This is their religion. And in their religion, this is their belief. And it's a very, you know, it's a very individual thing that they believe. We don't believe it necessarily, but we respect the fact that they do. Isn't that what you want parents to do with children when they come across drag queens? Set them down and say, well, some men dress like this, and we don't judge them now. Oh, but not Charlie Brown Christmas. Get that the hell off the air. Can't have anybody saying anything about Jesus. You can, however, talk about how it was the most painful thing I've ever felt, but then the pain started slowly to turn into pleasure as he thrust himself in and out of me. Yeah. We know what you're up to. Do you honestly think people are that dumb? Honestly? The answer is yes, they do, actually, folks. They think you're scum of the earth, and they want your children. Now, the reason that some people on the left who don't agree with sexualizing children, and there are people on the left who don't agree with sexualizing children, but the reason they're shutting up and not doing anything is because they do agree with indoctrinating your children. So it's a trade-off. Well, we'll let you sexualize them if you let us indoctrinate them. So while you're talking to them about sex, we'll talk about how evil the Republican Party is and how slavery was a horrible thing and we need reparations and how white people are evil. Oh, it's just history. Well, if you're going to teach history, why don't you teach the truth? Black people had slaves too. Are they going to pay reparations? White people were slaves. Are they going to pay reparations? Is the Germans going to pay reparations to the Jews? You're not teaching that. Here's what you're teaching. The reason you're not successful is because you were held back in this country. And even though your best friend over here is white, he's the problem. Him and his family who did these horrible things. They didn't do anything. They didn't do a thing. They want you separated. Divide and conquer children, and our future society will be theirs to own. Because nobody's going to grow up thinking like me. Nobody's going to grow up thinking like you. They're going to think like them, because that's exactly how they were educated to think. Now, there's going to be a small number of children who break out of that mold when they get older, of course. I was raised in a family where we really didn't have what I would call an exact political party. My family always told me, we vote for the person we think is best suited for this job in this country or this state. We don't look at the R, we don't look at the D, we look at the person. And that's fine. And I think there was a time when you could do that. But folks, you can't do that now. Because even the decent, and there are some decent, obviously, Democratic politicians will not stand up to this. They will not. The reason they will not is because they do not want to be ostracized by their party, because their party has been taken over by fascists, communists, weirdos, perverts, sex criminals. And that's what they want. So if you're one of those decent Democrats, you say, well, I guess I'll just turn the other way. Hell, I've heard Republicans, I'm just going to turn my eyes to it. I don't know. Right now, there are parents saying, well, I don't really want to go to the school board meeting. I don't want to stand up and say something. I'd be embarrassed. And what happens if people disagree with me? You need to stop. There is not one person on that school board who is more important to your child than you. Your child right now needs you. It doesn't need a school board. It doesn't need an army of teachers. It doesn't need a drag queen explaining to them the ins and outs of life. Your child needs you. Your child needs you to sit them down and explain morals and values and the way society works or should work. You need to instill in your child the difference between right and wrong, good and bad. You do. Not the school board, not the teachers, not drag queens. You do. So the first step, child down. And yes, you can explain to your child there are people who dress up in women's clothing, but they're men. They feel comfortable that way. Most people don't. They do. If they're happy, we respect that. But you also teach them if they start talking about sexual things, you have my permission to get up and leave that classroom and call me to pick you up, because I do not give them permission to indoctrinate my child into a sexuality I'm uncomfortable with or I find morally corrupt, because that's your right as a parent. Remember when they were saying, well, you have to give time to the Muslims to lay the blanket down on the ground and do their prayer in school. But God forbid you want to pray if you're a Catholic. Then that's the worst thing ever. Right? That's the worst thing ever. How dare you? Hypocrisy is so obvious, folks. Destroy the moral fabric of the modern family. Destroy the moral fabric of society. Turn son against father, daughter against mother, friend against friend, neighbor against neighbor, black against white. And we will rule. And that's what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. Now, who was it that predicted as soon as the election season starts heating up and we're starting to see the campaigns on full tilt, you're going to see COVID restrictions come back? Oh, I think that was me. And here we are now saying, well, you know, COVID season's approaching and we may have to go back to masks and mandates. Yeah. We know what you're up to. We know exactly what you're up to. Now, if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, go ahead. I don't care. I mean, there are people who wear worse things, right? I think it's kind of dumb to wear your pants down around the bottom of your butt, but if that's what you want to do and that's your fashion statement, go for it. I don't care. What the hell do I care? I think it's dumb if you wear a T-shirt of a band you never heard in your life, but if that's what you want to do, fine, go wear it. I don't care. But don't lie to the American people and say, this is a must. This will save your life, when it will not. When it does nothing of the sort. Don't lie and tell people, we are just trying to warn your children of the dangers, possible sexual abuse, when you're actually trying to indoctrinate them into being curious about it. Here's an interesting thing. You know, take that book that Senator Kennedy was reading. Was it about two kids that were like 14 years old experimenting? No, it wasn't. Oh, why wasn't it? Why wasn't it just about two 14-year-old kids who were possibly curious about their sexuality? Why was it a grown man and a young boy? Why? Oh, my goodness, what a coincidence. You see, if you look behind the things, folks, they give themselves away all the time. They've done this since day one. Party, who will tell you, if you are not a woman, you have no right to speak any opinion on matters such as abortion or whatever that affects a woman. And then they will tell you anyone can be a woman by just saying I'm a woman. Does that make sense? This is the party that tells you criminals do not obey the law, therefore we have to make more laws. Does that make sense? Party that's going to tell you we're trying to protect your children against child abuse by giving them graphic descriptions of how pleasurable it is to be with someone who's doing it to them. Does that make sense? Nothing they say makes sense. Nothing. And they are attempting to create a future society of people who think just like that. And unfortunately, that involves your children. Now, if you're a religious person, I suggest that you indoctrination that's happening in your school is going to take that away. Because that is their goal. If you're someone who just has, you know, strong moral value, indoctrination is going to take that away. If you're someone who believes that the right wing of this country is best for this country, indoctrination is going to take that away. If you're someone who believes a life begins with a heartbeat, indoctrination is going to take that away. To do is go to any college campus and ask these brainiacs who are supposed to be our future generation, isn't a heartbeat a sign of life? Yeah, heartbeat's a sign of life. When something's heart is beating, does that mean it's alive? Yes. Oh, good. Very good. I see you're doing your lessons well. So if a heart is beating in something, it's alive. Correct. Okay. Well, then if a child's heart is beating in the womb, is it not alive? No, it's not. Well, you just said it was. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. But it's just a lump of cells. Well, we're all a lump of cells. I'm a lump of cells talking to you on a radio show. But it can't survive outside the womb. Neither could my granddad without a pacemaker. Should I have killed him? You see, this is the problem, folks. They don't really know the facts. They just know the indoctrination. It's like a cult. You're told over and over again one thing. It is not a fetus. The fetus is not alive. The fetus is not alive. And nobody says, well, wait a minute. According to scientists, it is. And I thought you said follow the science when it comes to COVID. I thought you said follow the science when it comes to global warming. Now when it comes to whether a fetus is alive, you say don't follow the science. Science can be wrong. Oh. There is no one more backward than the left wing of this country, folks, because they can't even get their own situation. The very things that they're telling you, they'll turn around and say, well, no, in this case, it doesn't apply. Remember when they told you, if you go to visit grandma for Thanksgiving, you are a super spreader. You are helping this virus to spread, and you're an evil, terrible, horrible person. But when the George Floyd riots hit, and there was thousands upon thousands of people in the streets with no masks, screaming and yelling and spitting and throwing and blood flying and sweat flying, and they were asked, wouldn't this be a super spreader? No. No, actually, it wouldn't. Given that this is a very important cultural thing, oh, I see. COVID said, wait a minute, I agree. Here comes the COVID virus. And he says, oh, it's the George Floyd riot. I agree with that. I agree with these righteous people. I won't infect them. I'll just go infect the evil Republicans. I mean, come on, folks. Oh, there are people trying to tear down the White House gates, and they've set fire to the church next door. And they're screaming about hanging Trump from a lamppost. And the Secret Service has made Donald Trump and his family go to an underground bunker in the basement of the White House because they are so fearful that they may actually succeed. That's righteous anger. Grandma walks into the Capitol building that her tax dollars pay for and takes a selfie in front of a statue, and she's an insurrectionist. That's how this works, folks. That's how this works. And, you know, listen, if you're fooled and you're an adult, that's one thing. But I'm seeing how easily adults get fooled. And then I think back to our children, and I say, these are not minds who are well-developed yet. These are 8 and 9-year-olds. Do you know how easy it is to fool them? Do you know how easy it is for them to? A child doesn't know, folks. You have to tell them. So if you've never told your child, it's not cool for an older person, an adult, to do certain things to you, how do they know? How are they supposed to know? They don't know. It's not good for adults to tell you not to say things to your parents about what you've been told. Well, did you tell them that's not good? Because if you didn't tell them it's not good, they don't know. They might just think, oh, boy, I got a secret. That's fun. It's your job to do that, folks. So you need to stop using the television as a babysitter, using the internet as a babysitter, using video games as a babysitter. Sit down and talk to your kids. And make sure your relationship is tight enough so your child's going to tell you everything. Which means that they can't expect that you're going to beat their ass or punish them if they say something that's wrong. You got to tell them, you tell me everything. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you don't want your child keeping secrets from you. Not in today's society, you don't. But the very people you're entrusting with your children on a regular basis in our school systems just might. They just might. Now, I have already told you about that book that was so graphic that reading it out loud on television, public television, is impossible. It's going to get censored. Now, let me tell you something else. The child that brought back one of those books to his library after taking it out, was asked by the librarian if he wanted the version that had pictures, the graphic novel version of the book. Why is there a graphic novel version of child molestation? Why is there a graphic novel version of pedophilia? And why is it in our children's libraries? And why is it being recommended by a librarian? You should be just as outraged as if they put a book in there saying, I took LSD or I snorted cocaine for the very first time today. And the feeling was so euphoric. And I was so happy. And it made me feel wonderful. And it was just a marvelous experience. And then have the librarian say, do you want the instruction manual on how you actually snort cocaine? Would you accept that in the school library? Would that be called censorship if I wanted that out of the library? Well, the emotional damage this nonsense can do to your child is just as bad as the cocaine. So don't let them point a finger at you and say, you are for censorship. We are for censorship? We're for keeping pornography out of the hands of children. You weirdos, you're the ones who want Dr. Seuss banned. You're the ones who took Aunt Jemima off a pancake box. You're the one that's so worried about, baby, it's cold outside, Christmas Carol, that you're literally shaking in your boots saying it can't be played on the radio. But this crap can be given to kids. Well, what happens if a child hears, baby, it's cold outside, and thinks it's okay to force a woman into staying with him? Well, what happens if little Johnny reads that crapola and decides his pervert next-door neighbor is okay to show him the ropes? Huh? You don't even make any sense. Think you were dumb. I used to think all of these liberal idiots, they were just dumb. And I still do think a lot of the college kids who are indoctrinated are dumb because you've been indoctrinated to be dumb. You've been indoctrinated to accept what they say without any facts. But the people behind it aren't dumb, folks. The people behind it are sharp as tacks. The people behind it are laser focused. on one thing and one thing only, and that's indoctrinating your children into a future generation where sexuality is acceptable at the youngest age possible, that they groupthink everything that the liberals think, that they reject everything that comes from your religion, your morals, your values, because that's the society they want to live in. They want to live in Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't. I want to live in a place where my neighbors can be trusted. Like I said, I'm not old. And when I grew up, if I went anywhere and did any kind of mischief, and I mean anything, I wasn't a bad kid, but I'm sure I did my share of mischief. And if I was literally, digging a ditch in the woods, my neighbors would be like, is your mother now that you're using a shovel? And she'd call my mother because everybody watched out for everybody. Now everybody's like, stupid kid. Maybe he'll hit an electric wire. If he does and he lights up, that'll be a good story, won't it? We can put that on our TikTok. We can put that on our Instagram. We can put that on YouTube. Stupid kid gets electrocuted trying to dig a ditch. Instead of literally taking the responsibility and saying, I know that's not my child, but that's dangerous. And I need to say something, make sure the parents are aware. We don't do that anymore. It's a society, folks. I just watched a video of a woman being beaten mercilessly by a maniac in a subway with her own cane, and people are videotaping it for their TikToks and their YouTubes. They're not stopping them. They're not stopping them. Too busy saying, I wonder how many hits I'll get on this. So before we can educate our children the right way, before we can raise our children the right way, we've got to stop as a society. And we've got to take a good damn hard look in the mirror and make sure our morals and our values are correct. And then you instill them into your children. If not, they're going to, folks. That's their plan. And it's been their plan for a very, very long time. To you, if you're going to allow them to succeed or you're not. I sure as hell hope not. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, today's 9 and 10-year-olds are tomorrow's leaders. And if tomorrow's leaders believe this crap is okay...
Marcus Gaine, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.